2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It is 68 degrees.
Freeways looking so much better now than they were earlier. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, Salt Lake City will have a brand new airport up and running tomorrow morning as part of the largest public works project in Utah history.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has more from Salt Lake City International.
The $4.1 billion Salt Lake City International Airport opens tomorrow with a massive new terminal and its first concourse. Bill Wyatt, executive director of the Salt Lake City International Airport, says they always knew that it would be a mad dash to meet tomorrow's opening deadline.
There may be a few guys running around with light bulbs and screwdrivers, but we're going to be open on the 15th.
The plan is to move all operations into the new facility by the end of October, which will pave the way for demolition of the old airport to begin sooner. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
For the first time since Tuesday's windstorms, power has been restored at two junior high schools in the Ogden School District. That means students at Highland and Mount Ogden Junior High Schools will return to class today. However, Rocky Mountain Power still reports about 4,700 total outages this morning, with most of them in Salt Lake County.
Meanwhile, it is the first day of classes in the Salt Lake City School District again. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has the story. Mary?
It delayed the first day by 2 weeks already. Then the windstorm hit and many people were without power and internet all last week. Salt Lake School District is all remote this year. Some students will have video classes today. Others will be working on assignments. The district handed out devices until they ran out. And administrators say they'll focus this next while on making sure students are connected and logging on. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Firefighters report 90% containment on the Goshen Fire, which is burning near a Santaquin neighborhood. Residents are grateful that firefighters are holding the line.
They've had their work cut out, especially this summer, and they've done a great job. So, I mean, we were nervous, but we weren't worried about anything burning down.
Because firefighters were already on the scene at another fire nearby, they were able to get helicopters, a plane, a hotshot crew, and multiple engines at that Goshen fire within an hour.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Most of the week will be a little warmer than normal, but we're looking at some cooler temperatures by the weekend.
We went from like way below the average last week to now above average temperatures again. We hit 90 yesterday, and we're going to be on this plane of pretty warm days ahead here for the next four, with temperatures all right around 90 degrees.
Grant says right now, as the days start to shorten, we're cooling off faster, so our overnight lows will be in the lower 60s for the work week.
Red flag warnings are up along the coast as fires burn. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, resources are stretched thin in West Coast states as hundreds of wildfires continue to burn.
For the state of California right now, there are over 16,750 firefighters engaged in the firefight.
The death toll is now 35 in the three coastal states. Red flag warnings for hot, dry wind posted all across the West for today. Sally is forecast to be a hurricane when it makes landfall in the Gulf Coast late tonight or tomorrow. Mississippi is in the center of the target cone right now, but warnings are up from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. Two L.A. County deputies remain in critical condition after being shot as they sat in their cruiser Sunday.
Two deputies who were ambushed by a gunman in a cowardly fashion.
A $100,000 reward is offered to find the shooter. Several anti-law enforcement protesters were later arrested at the hospital where the deputies were taken. And Pfizer says their coronavirus vaccine could be ready by the end of October, then hope for FDA approval before the end of this year. CEO Albert Bourla tells CBS they're ready to make mass doses, hoping it works.
If it fails, it goes to our pocket, and at the end of the day, it's only money.
He says 30,000 people are recruited for Phase 3 trials. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.